Are you ready to dip in?
Welcome to Season 2 of the Divine Intervention Podcast. We're your hosts,
Freya
and Holly, bringing you the pod where lifestyle meets spirituality.
Let's chat about personal growth, navigating life, and raising our vibrations together.
New episodes dropping every week.
Woo! Let's take the plunge. Welcome back, Dippers. Welcome to episode 10, season 2 of the Divine Intervention Podcast. Today we're talking about limiting beliefs, how to let them go, especially under the light of the full moon in Scorpio this week. Before we get into that, we're going to kick off this week with the astro news and the tarot card of the week. Holly, what is going on in the stars at the moment?
So the big thing happening in the sky for astro news is the full moon in Scorpio happening Wednesday, the 24th of April. And so this is a really intense full moon. Scorpio is one of the most intense signs in the zodiac. And Dippers, I don't know if you guys are all feeling the same as Freya and I, but I feel like I can't catch an astrological break at the moment. I feel like eclipse season and Mercury retrograde have both been really intense. Mercury retrograde is set to finish Thursday, the 25th of April. So we're nearly there, Dippers. And then to be hit with this full moon in Scorpio, it's a really deep and intense time to, look at what we can let go of and how we can, release some limiting beliefs to make way for transformation. This is, like I said, a really tough time astrologically for everyone. So if you're feeling a little bit more sensitive or you're feeling more inward, it's because of all of this, this eclipse season that's just finished, that Mercury retrograde, and now the full moon in Scorpio. Are you feeling it as well, Freya?
I've been feeling it like crazy, especially the eclipse. Everything has just felt all over the place, chaotic, not aligned. I've been wanting to change everything around. I think the best thing that the majority of us can do at the moment is to maybe just sit tight, ride it out a little bit if you feel a strong surge of intense energy. Before making a decision, perhaps see if you still feel the same in a week or 2 weeks or a month. And then you know that it's the right thing to do. What about you? Have you been feeling the intense energy?
Oh, incredibly. It's been a really hard time. I've definitely felt like I've wanted to just crawl under the covers and not come out for a bit. Not only just the technology problems and the travel delays that myself and the people around me have been experiencing, but just the heaviness of this eclipse season has really hit me hard in the heart. And I think as well, it's really raised some things to the surface for me to address. And I think it's really good timing actually with the full moon in Scorpio, because Dippers, if you're feeling like your ground has been a bit shaky and your foundations aren't quite stable and you've been questioning some things, or there's been some changes around you or changes coming to the surface, this full moon in Scorpio is a really good time for you to assess, okay, what's working for me, what isn't, and how can I harness this full moon energy to really just like let go of some shit. Like, what's getting in my way? What's holding me back? What can go to make way for me to transform into a better version of myself?
And the tarot card of this week comes as a piece of comfort and reassurance for all of us. The card for this week is the Queen of Crystals in this specific deck, the Dreamy Moons deck. But in traditional tarots, this would be the Queen of Swords. This has all to do with the mind and the intellect. And this card is a reminder that we hold all the knowledge inside of us, that we know what is right for us and what is wrong, that we gotta protect ourselves against negative energy, that we gotta set boundaries, and we gotta really trust on that inner feeling, knowing that we know ourselves the best. This card is obviously very much linked to the eclipse season and all the chaotic moving energies, and is trying to say to you, you know what you're doing. Just stay true to yourself. You got this. Things will settle down. You will get clarity of mind again. If you have been thinking about making a big decision, you will make the right one as long as you listen to yourself. So do not worry about it too much. Just stay true to yourself.
I love this guidance. This is just perfect reassurance during this chaotic time.
It is the week ahead.
Guidance for the week ahead.
Thank you. The last week has been rough, and everyone around me has been feeling the same. The eclipse energy in the air, the Mercury retrograde, everything is just all over the place. While the energy in the sky was already quite chaotic, the universe decided that this was a great time for me to get sick as well. I'm totally fine now. I have a feeling it may have been good old COVID coming back again because the symptoms are very similar. And I've seen the news reports saying that it's coming around again in a sort of new variant. And one thing that I really noticed is physically I was feeling unwell, but mentally I was maybe feeling even more unwell. It's crazy to me how... Well, we always say how important health is, right? Health is everything, both physically and mentally. And as soon as my body starts feeling off, mentally that does something for me. And under the light of this eclipse, or well, there was not really light. There's no light in the eclipse. With the energy of the eclipse and Mercury retrograde and everything, I felt like everything was so much more heightened. So in this moment, I felt like, after 5 days, I wasn't getting better. Am I ever getting better? This is where my mindset goes. We just moved to Sydney. I was like, I don't really know if I actually really like Sydney. Oh, I don't really know if I like what I do for work anymore. Literally anything that came up was being questioned and was not good enough and wasn't nice. I feel like as soon as I started feeling a little bit better, there was an instant shift in my mindset. It wasn't straight away rainbows, sunshine, everything, but I felt a bit of relief. I was like, oh, like maybe I should give things a little bit more time. Maybe it isn't all that bad. And that just shows how much health can do to your mindset as well, and how sometimes you shouldn't trust your brain or whatever is producing these thoughts, and you should just sit on it a little bit longer.
That's so tough, Freya. Like, I know that when I get sick, it really takes a toll on my mental health. And so you poor thing, being sick during this eclipse season would have just been so, so rough. Absolutely.
It was a tough time. I'm glad that I've sort of came out of it. However, I do feel like it gave me a push in a way. So even though the thoughts that popped up for me during the sickness and the eclipse season were very negative, very dark, and maybe even a little bit dramatic and way, way too much jumping to conclusions, I do feel that often there's something underlying there in your intuition that is saying, okay, no, I need to make a little bit of a change here, or I want to progress forward. I want to do something different. So I feel like once the dust settles, you see like, okay, that was a little bit dramatic. I was going a little bit crazy. However, I noticed that apparently in this area of my life, I'm not fully fulfilled at this moment. So I'm going to try and make a change. And as we always say in this podcast, we've said plenty of times before, Holly, you got to practice what you preach. So when you get sick, I fall into a negative habit. Obviously, you don't have an appetite, so you don't eat much. You don't have energy, so you don't do much. As soon as I started feeling a little bit better, I started meditating, doing breath work, eating well. So practicing what I preach. And sure enough, within a day, I felt a massive shift in my mindset.
Yeah, that's really interesting. It's funny how when we're going through a really tough time, it can actually feel like the world is ending and you don't feel like you're being too dramatic, or you don't feel like this issue is small in any way. But when you start to calm down and you start to come out the other side and look after yourself a little bit better, you look back and you're like, oh, okay, maybe it wasn't such a big deal, or maybe it wasn't as world ending as I thought it was. But I guess like, in that regard, we can't discount how we're feeling in that moment, especially during like an eclipse season, because everything feels so dark and intense. But it's beautiful that you're recognizing that these things that were coming up for you, whilst they might have been feeling hectic in the moment, once the dust had settled, you're kind of thinking, oh, that's interesting that this thought came up for me, or that's interesting that this was highlighted. Maybe I do need to make a change there, and maybe everything always happens for a reason.
Maybe it does. And this is a blessing and the curse of feeling things deeply. I definitely know people that I'm close with as well that are a lot more rational than I am and don't have those intensive mood swings or the roller coaster. I'm a very sensitive person. I mean, you know, half my chart is Scorpio. So everything for me is very intense. So you're right. When things are going wrong, I feel like the world is ending and it's the worst thing. When I feel great, I feel amazing. So it's also about getting to know yourself, knowing that we can get these swings and that it's okay, that you just sometimes just have to ride it out. How about you? Did you have anything happen to you during eclipse season?
Yeah, I definitely did, on the emotional front and on the physical front in my environment. Definitely had a few emotional breakdowns, definitely had moments where I felt rushed. I remember I was packing my bag to go to an event and I was trying to paint my nails at the same time. And whilst all that seems quite minor, it all built up so much in my mind and it was just all too much. But Mercury retrograde has hit me so hard. And I just want to share this with you dippers, because I know that sometimes people don't know much about this kind of thing, or they might not put two and two together, but it's actually wild the amount of technological glitches that I've been experiencing and communication breakdowns. And I mean that on a actual like tech hardware point of view and speaking with other people and just communicating with people. So I've had so many internet issues, so many reception issues, and this has gotten in the way of doing my work, which has raised a lot of frustration for me and has highlighted a lot of things around money and around work and around my structure and if I'm enjoying what I'm doing and am I managing my time efficiently. So definitely rose a few limiting beliefs in that regard. And then, yeah, the communication problems that I've been experiencing are actually wild. Like the amount of mini arguments I've been having with my partner or with friends where we're just not understanding each other. And it's happening so frequently that I'm literally counting down the days until Mercury retrograde is over, because I'm just like, wow, we're literally speaking different languages, or, oh my God, how did we end up in this intense fight when it started over effectively nothing? And I mean, Mercury is retrograding through Aries, which is the god of war and conflict. So I'm not surprised there's a lot of like feistiness and a lot of anger. Like, I don't know, sometimes I think I've just been walking around looking for a biff, you know, and I'm just like, what is happening? Like, this is not me. So that has been really, really challenging. So yeah, challenges on the work front with the internet and stuff, and challenges in my relationships with communication. So yeah, I'm looking forward to this full moon in Scorpio to really reflect on all of this and identify, yeah, what's kind of come to the surface and what I can let go of and what limiting beliefs I thought I was doing well with and have just kind of like crept up again and need some addressing.
Well, let's roll into the topic for today's episode then, limiting beliefs. I think if we start at the very beginning, what would you call a limiting belief? Like, at what moment does it become limiting?
That's a good question. I think it's something that rationally and realistically, there's no reason you can't do XYZ, but there's something within you that is preventing that. And so a big limiting belief for me, if I want to use it as an example, is self-worth linked to money. And I'm still figuring out what the root cause of this is. And I think it must be embedded deep within my childhood, maybe demonstrated to me by role models, experiences I've been through, particularly as a woman, to do with image and self-worth. And somewhere in there, I have taught myself, or I've instilled this belief that I'm not good enough to receive that amount of money, or I'm not good enough to receive that better job or that better lifestyle or these better opportunities. And so even though when I talk rationally and realistically and consciously, I'm like, yeah, of course I know. Of course I know that I deserve the best. Of course I know I deserve all the beautiful things in this world. But there's this like subconscious belief within me that is preventing me and blocking me. So I think that's the best way I interpret limiting belief. Like, what would you say, Freya?
I think it's so interesting that you just said that, because I, thinking of the subject before, limiting beliefs, I feel like there is, well, I was wondering, is a limiting belief a negative behavioral pattern. So where your brain is sort of constantly creating thoughts saying, nah, you're not good enough, or you're not deserving of that. Or is it something that is deep in your subconscious? So it sounded like what you were saying before, you genuinely believe, like intuitive in your core, that it's, you're not worthy of that. I feel like I'm a little bit different. Like my limiting beliefs are more negative thought patterns. I feel like in my core, I believe that I can do anything. And I really, when I stay true to that inner feeling and that intuition, I often find that I'm choosing the right things and I'm being guided on this path of higher alignment. However, it is often the negative thought patterns that pop up that say, oh, but you know, maybe this person is going to think something about that. That is a big one for me. I'm not really afraid of failure. It's not that I do not trust myself, but I'm often scared of what are others going to think of me? Are others going to judge me? Maybe a little bit the ego there where it says, what if it doesn't work out the way I planned it and I act like it's going to be some grand thing and people see that it actually didn't work out? What are they going to say about me? So for me, a limiting belief would definitely be that I can't really fully express myself, put myself fully out there without being judged by others. Now, if I think about it rationally, just like you, there is no reason why I should care one bit about what anyone thinks of me. But unfortunately, just like a lot of people, you just do. You just do. And I'm trying to really reshape that, because at the end of the day, you're born alone, you will die alone in essence, and you have beautiful connections in between. So you owe it to yourself to make the most out of this lifetime that you have. And how sad would it be if you hold back your potential because of what someone else is going to think? Plus, I truly believe if someone has something negative to say, you wouldn't want to take their advice or their opinion on board anyway.
Oh, for sure. I think these limiting beliefs really show themselves as a negative thought pattern or a state of mind. And I think that this stems from this belief sitting somewhere deep inside you. And just like you said, you are a confident person and you aren't necessarily afraid of failure. But I think what is so interesting about limiting beliefs is that they sit in the subconscious. And so I guess to the ego, the subconscious is a really scary place. The ego just wants to keep us safe, wants to keep us comfortable, and is shielding us from things. And so I think somewhere deep inside there, we're all afraid of certain things. And I think for me as well, I'm definitely afraid of what others think of me. And on like a day-to-day front, not so much. You know, I'll happily walk over the road to get a coffee without brushing my hair, and I've no makeup, that kind of thing. But you really are afraid of other people judging you and what they think of you, because at the end of the day, I guess everything is a reflection. Our whole outer world is a reflection of our inner world. And so if we're triggered by something or worrying about what a certain person thinks, I strongly believe it's because maybe we ourselves don't have our own back. And somewhere in there, there's a belief that we're not good enough, or a belief that we can't quite do a good enough job, or a belief that we're not cool, or a belief that we're not going to get all the beautiful things in life. And it's a bit scary and a bit dark when you think about it that way. But, you know, it is the full moon in Scorpio, so I guess this is a time for us to really be intense and really dive deep into the depths of, yeah, what causes these negative thought patterns and why we behave in these ways.
I partly agree with that. I think a thing we should definitely mention as well is the outer forces and other peoples that can really influence us. I feel like if you spend some time with very young children, right, you see that they're unstained, the majority of them. They're not afraid of what other people think. They just do whatever they want to do. And I feel like the majority of people, while growing up, they have experiences where they are being told negative things, or like, oh, surely you don't think you can do that, or you didn't do that well enough. And all these things shape and form us and really establish those patterns of feeling that you're not good enough. Whereas there's also definitely people out there that are extremely confident and you know that they have been raised in very loving, very supportive environment. This is not to say that people that are less confident didn't have a loving, supporting environment. But I think there's just like a combination of how you are born, obviously your astrological chart, like you can have some easier placements, some more difficult placements. Like me, for example, with a lot of Scorpio, I know that I tend to have a lot of questions about life, about myself. I want to dabble into that darkness a little bit. So for me, it's easier to tap into limiting beliefs, to get those heightened within myself. And on the other hand of that is the external factors. What are people saying to you? Has everything you've done been applauded? And have you succeeded? Or have you had major setbacks and lots of people judging you? Because honestly, I feel like if five people say to you, oh, your hair looks so weird today, maybe you think for a second, you're like, oh, does it look weird? And you look in the mirror and it looks great. And you're like, oh, you know, whatever, like it's five people. If 100 people say to you, geez, you got really weird hair, you best believe the next day you wake up and you look in the mirror and you're like, oh, I have weird hair.
But that's so true. It is so true. And like the outer world is always making us question ourselves and challenging us. And I think that's the epitome of us standing in our own power and stepping into that like confident version of ourself. That version of ourselves who doesn't care as much what other people think. But yeah, if even three people said to me, oh, what's going on with your hair today? You best believe I'd be like brushing my hair and doing something different with it.
Well, you got great hair, so there's nothing to worry about. I love your hair. You got beautiful hair. But yes, I know what you mean. And it's really interesting because I truly believe that, and I try to live by this, if you don't have anything great or encouraging to say or feedback that is structured and that is based on something and that is going to help the person further, so there is a reason for your feedback, then why would you say it? The other day, my partner went to work and one of his colleagues, actually someone that works for him, said to him, geez, mate, did you have a rough weekend? Your eyes are hanging out, your eyeballs are hanging out of your eyes. And I know that male culture is a little bit different, but my back hairs went up and I said to my partner, I said, you should go to him right now. I don't love confrontation, but I love mirroring. So if that would have been said to me in that moment, I would have very quickly probably said, what made you say that? What do you think that is like, what benefit is there to you saying that? How do you think it makes me feel that you point that out? Even if it was true, how do you think that benefits me? Do you think I'm going to have a better day now because you just told me that my eyes are hanging out? Why? And I feel like this is where a lot of people can try and support each other a bit more and lift each other up a little bit more.
Oh, I couldn't agree more. And it's just interesting you raised that point because, yeah, the bloke who said it might have just been a bit like making a passing comment, but maybe there's something subliminal in there. Maybe there's some kind of limiting belief within that person to then make them make a comment like that. And like, I mean, I know your partner, Fryer, so I know he's a good looking rooster. And so I'm sure there's a few men out there that would take the opportunity to just make a comment if they don't think he looks as good on a certain day, because maybe it's making them feel better. And this is purely hypothetical right now. But I know that if some people are saying negative things to you and it doesn't feel like it's coming from a place of love, it's probably stemming from something within them that they're not feeling quite good enough. And I hate that in human nature, that it's a habit to try and tear someone else down to make yourself feel better. And I just think that's so terrible. So I think that's great what you said, Fryer, about how we should just be boosting each other up. And if we've got something negative to say and we're not saying it purely from the heart to help this person, then it's best that we keep it to ourselves and mirror that question right back at ourselves, being like, why would I say that? Why do I feel like I need to say that? Who's that going to benefit?
Absolutely. And when it happens to you next, like you said, perhaps take a moment and think, is this person maybe deflecting their own insecurities? Because that's exactly what it usually would be. Or it is that someone feels, like in the example before, it can either be that he feels that he looks tired and he's like, oh, someone else is looking tired too. Let me just jump on that for my own comfort. Or it is maybe, hey, I really want to have, it can come from a good point often as well. Hey, I want to have a better relationship with this person. I want to have a nice conversation. I feel awkward. I don't really know how to spark up a conversation. So you know what? I'm just going to say something. I see that happen very often as well. It's like the awkwardness in human nature and you just say something weird. I've done these ones too, and it wouldn't necessarily be negative, but it would just be like awkward, and I'll be like, ah.
Yeah, I remember, it's funny how things stick in your head. I remember this one time, this girl complimented my shoes. She was like, oh, I like your shoes. And then I just awkwardly said, oh, I like your feet. And she was wearing shoes, and I meant to say shoes, but then I said feet, and I was feeling awkward. And I don't know, again, I think if I really dive within that comment, I was feeling self-conscious at that point in time because I didn't feel as cool as that girl. And then I stumbled over my words to like say something back. And then I just said something weird. So yeah.
I love that. I think that's so funny. And I think that actually hidden in this anecdote is one of the key things on how you can start breaking down your own limiting beliefs about yourself. When someone else points something out that you're insecure about in a positive way. So let's say you were insecure about your shoes. You weren't sure if they were cool enough, whatever. And someone says to you, oh, you have great shoes. There are people that have such a limiting belief that they would respond and say, oh, these are so old. Yeah, I've had them for like ages. Or yeah, I wasn't too sure on them. That sort of thing. Breaking your limiting belief, if someone points something out positively about something that you're insecure about, is to just accept that vocally. Thank you so much. Yes, I love these shoes. Owning it and just stepping up for it. And that is a way that you can start breaking down your limiting beliefs.
And that's a really good one that you just said there about accepting a compliment and not deflecting it, because that stems from the self-worth and the self-love and knowing that you are good enough. And so if someone is complimenting you, rather than brushing it off or deflecting it, just accepting it and being like, thank you, I know I've got great shoes, or thank you, I love them, or thank you, I know I look really pretty today, or thank you, I love this outfit too, I feel really good in it. That is exactly what you said, starting to break that cycle rather than deflecting it and making yourself seem and feel smaller.
Absolutely. There's another really good trick to breaking limiting beliefs, and this one your ego is absolutely gonna hate. It's gonna protest and it's gonna sputter. I feel like this is maybe the only solution to fully break through a limiting belief, and it's just doing what you're afraid of and what you think that you can't do, or just owning the part of yourself. And even though you're insecure, still showing up and still doing it. And then seeing that often the end result isn't as bad as we thought it was going to be.
Oh yeah, I love challenging yourself to do something scary. And I know I bring it up almost every episode of this podcast, but me moving to Bali by myself, the conscious me was super excited, like I am independent, but the subconscious and the ego was scared shitless. I was like, oh my God, I'm going to be alone that whole time. How am I going to afford it? How am I going to make friends? Like, I come across as a confident person on the outside, but on the inside, there was all these subconscious things absolutely screaming. But I just felt like I really needed to challenge myself and really like push through to challenge that limiting belief.
And you did it. And now you can look back and you can say, look, I've done it. And I could do it again if you choose to want to do it. If you didn't go ahead and you honored those screaming voices from the ego inside, then you would have never done it. And you would have sat here every day thinking, what if I would have gone to Bali last year? Or perhaps in 10 years, it's going to resurface and you're going to wish that you did it anyway. So if there's something out there that you want to try, definitely go for it. Just do it, because often you won't have any regret looking back on it, and you will if you don't do it because you don't think that you can do it. We are capable of anything and everything.
I think that's a really good way to challenge these limiting beliefs and bring them to the surface, is asking why. So if you're afraid of something, or if you're feeling like you want to do something but you shut it down, you kind of go, why? Why am I shutting this down? Or why am I feeling this way? Why am I feeling triggered? Obviously, your ego is going to pop up and give you an answer. But then you have to push through that and keep asking why. And at the moment, I'm really challenging my self-worth and money limiting belief, which is what I spoke about at the start of the episode. And it's been a recurring thing for me as long as I can remember. And sometimes I think I've got it under control, and then it will pop up in a scenario that I didn't even think was related to money. But then I look within and I'm like, oh, this is stemming from this same situation again. And so I don't know, Dippers, if you're feeling like something like this is holding you back, I would advise a great tool is to start journaling and writing down, trying to get all these thoughts out of your head, and then literally writing the word why. Be like, why do I feel this way? Why does this annoy me? Why does this upset me? Why does it get me frustrated? And whatever answer your subconscious or your ego wants to pop out, write it on the paper and then ask yourself why again. And I think that's probably a really good practice to do under a full moon, particularly a Scorpio full moon. I know I will be doing that because I've got a lot of shit that's come up during eclipse season that I want to get rid of. So I'm going to be utilizing that under this full moon.
Very true. And like you said, a full moon is a perfect opportunity to do that because the energy is heightened. You will be way more capable of shedding your skin and letting go of limiting beliefs. I do want to say sometimes it's also good to not stay in the deepness, darkness for too long. You need to grab the moments that you can that are beneficial, like the eclipse, like the full moon, write it all out, release it, and then set it free and completely let go. Limiting beliefs or even doubts are always going to be a part of our lives. Many of us will have a reoccurring theme, like you have, for example, with the finances. That is clearly a lesson that you need to learn in this lifetime and one of your challenges. Everyone will have a different one. It is totally normal for these to pop up and go away. There will be weeks or even days or even moments where you feel you've beaten the limiting belief, but there will also be times where it pops up again and you may give into the doubts a little bit, and that is totally fine too, because that is just human nature.
And I think bringing it back to what you were saying at the start of this episode, Freya, how when you were unwell physically, your mental health declined. And I think if we aren't looking after ourselves, that's when these limiting thoughts are going to rear their head and these doubts are going to come creeping in. It's a multifaceted thing. But if we break it down to two parts, it's like consciously challenging yourself and becoming aware of these limiting beliefs, but then also really looking after yourself. So having a journaling practice, getting enough exercise, getting enough sunlight, and setting aside some time for some meditation and light breath work, anything to kind of keep you in the present and shift some energy through the body. So that's what breath work's really great for, as well as just any kind of exercise, anything to shake up this energy and let it pass through. And I think if you've been diving into your spirituality and diving into some deeper healing work yourself, then really making sure you're looking after yourself in that mental capacity is going to really help you lead the charge on these limiting beliefs.
Absolutely. Dippers, thank you so much for tuning in today and listening to this episode on limiting beliefs. Please feel free to reach out to us, have a chat, let us know what you're struggling with, and also what your favorite tip or trick is to break through your limiting belief. Share your wins with us. We always love to hear. And we just want you to know that having limiting beliefs is very normal. Everyone has them, but you are absolutely capable of doing anything that you set your heart to.
Yeah, and we all go through hard times and we all face these challenging, limiting beliefs. And so reach out to us or reach out to a friend, because it's really important to connect with others. And you might feel alone at times going through these things, but as soon as you vocalize it to a friend and you hear maybe they've had a similar experience or they're going through the same thing, it instantly kind of gives you that little bit of peace, puts your mind at rest, being like, oh, I'm not the only one going through this shit.
Absolutely. You're very rarely ever completely alone. You just need to surround yourself with the right people that are going to lift you up, that are going to support you, that believe that you can do anything. And that is what we wish for you guys, Dippers. Until our paths align again,
we'll see you at the next dip.